You've cited some cases, Rob, in which a randomized control trial produced different results than an earlier comparison group study. Give us an example, if you would, and tell us why the RCT, the randomized control trial, likely produced more accurate findings.
In terms of trials, I say the example I use in some of my classes is from a study of hormone replacement therapy. So hormone replacement therapy is really meant to deal with problems of menopausal women, particularly hot flashes and things like that. So people initially studying the effects of the hormone replacement therapy, and the question was, is it really effective in this regard, used a very good longitudinal sample of nurses, a very sizable sample, and they looked at that and they said, okay, let's see the nurses who got the hormone replacement therapy, how did they do on these measures of the outcomes of interest? But they also studied other outcomes that would be of interest. So what they found in this study, so they're comparing from the same data set nurses who didn't get the hormone replacement and then measuring the outcomes and nurses who did get the hormone replacement. So what they did when they studied it, what they found was it was effective in reducing hot flashes and treating some of their conditions. But they also picked up, because they measured it, the incidence of stroke and heart disease and mortality from both of those kinds of things. And that showed that the hormone replacement therapy tended to improve those outcomes. So the nurses that got the hormone replacement therapy had a lower level of heart attack, heart disease, and mortality from heart disease, and a lower incidence of stroke. So that was, you know, a big deal conclusion. It didn't have to do with what originally it was designed to look at, the menopausal symptoms, but it was obviously huge effect defined in terms of public interest. Well, then they did a clinical trial where they randomly assigned people that were in the menopausal phase and perhaps were likely candidates for this hormone replacement therapy. And they randomly assigned them to get the therapy and not to get the therapy. And they followed them over the time. They got somewhat similar outcomes in terms of the menopausal outcomes. But the heart and stroke results were reverse. Those that got the hormone replacement therapy did worse in terms of the heart and mortality. So,
just to recap, Rob, the results from the randomized control trial,
right,
were the opposite in some respects,
yeah,
of the
comparison group of nurses. Yeah, yeah, just from the comparison, yeah, group of nurses. The question was why, and part of the question is, what's the nature of the selection bias? Well, when you think about the panel of nurses, it becomes obvious pretty quickly, and that is, well, why did some nurses get the hormone replacement therapy and others didn't? It's probably because the ones who got the hormone replacement therapy were more informed, and they probably were also more aware of data on the importance of exercise and so forth like that, so that you confounded with their having gotten hormone replacement treatment with what were the effects of knowledge that would carry over into other domains that might have affected heart attack and stroke and so forth. But then when you do the random assignment, you don't have that factor, whatever it was that caused them to get it and the other nurses not to get it, you don't have that factor operating anymore. So then the underlying results turned out to be the reverse of what was the original